and got married out there. Or did I get married in 1912? Can't remember. But life would have been different. Well, we wouldn't have existed if they had stayed out there, if you know what I mean. You know, if my grandfather hadn't been killed at the tail end of the war.
Yes.
It would have been
that different. Was very sad.
It was. Sad for, you know, my mother had vague memories of the long train journey across Canada coming home. She would only been about four. But she could say, she used to say, I'm not sure whether I actually remember it or was I told, but you know, it was about a week in the train from Vancouver to the side.
Long, long way.
And the mother had to do, you had to cook your own food. There was facilities.
On the train?
On the train. We have all his, it's my nephew, researched it all, and he's got all his army's papers and stuff like that. And I don't think she had anything very much, but I suppose the fears then wouldn't have been anything.
It's a long way though, because you've got the crossing as well.
Yeah.
On the
I
ship.
I honestly don't know about that.
No.
But, you know, we have a lot of the information of him being in the army, and we even had this notebook that had been in his pocket when he was hit with a bit of shrapnel, you know.
Oh.
My niece has it now, but you know, it's...
Was this in France?
Yeah, in France. He's buried in France. The highlight of my mother's life, when my other sister, when my sister and her husband took her on her 80th birthday on a day trip to France. It meant so much to her. Just to see, well, she'd seen photographs of the gravestone and everything, but this meant so much to her.
Yes.
Yeah. Because her stepfather wasn't very good to her.
No.
She'd had not a terribly happy life, you know.
I understand
Yeah. But it meant a lot to her. Yeah.